10 at 451 at Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Boris Zivernsky. We get a pleasure I didn't know if we'd have today. We've been trying to get a hold of one of the new radio voices of the Cubs, and by God, we have him. Keith Moreland joins us. Keith, thanks for taking time for us today.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a busy day. Sorry I couldn't get back to you sooner, but excited to be here and excited to be involved with the Cubs.
I'm curious about how the process went. We saw that they posted the job, and we knew that your name was at the forefront because of your experience from the very beginning. I think it was clear that it was down to you and Dave Otto. But were there how many rounds of interviews were there? How many people did you have to meet with? And when did you know that this was imminent? How'd they let you know?
Well, it was a process. It took a while. I mean, the Cubs wanted to make sure they went through all of their due diligence. WGN Radio wanted to go through their due diligence. I felt like that I was had an opportunity to be involved in the mix probably 2 or 3 weeks ago when I get some calls back. You know, you sort of try to find out some information, and then they said, hey, yeah, we would really like to spend some time. And then after that, you'd have to ask somebody else. All I know is I got the call a couple of days ago, and I was excited about it and excited about going to work in a great town like Chicago.
Well, you always seem very comfortable when we hear you doing the games, though. You know, you always seem like you were very comfortable. Were you always, seemingly, Keith? I mean, I don't know, but just listening and watching the game, it's seemingly you from the beginning, like, yeah, this is a nice, relaxing, and I know you've done it before, but doing it here is something different again.
Well, you know, I can only be me. You cannot replace an icon who is irreplaceable in Ron Santo. All I can do is be me. And I've had a few times to be behind a microphone over the last 20 years, so it wasn't a surprise for me. And then the other thing is, when you get to work with a guy, a Hall of Famer like Pat Hughes, you're going to feel pretty comfortable. He makes everything around you feel pretty comfortable, and hopefully the Cubs can win some ball games. That always is the other thing that it's always easier to do when you're winning than when you're losing.
This may sound like an overly simplistic question, but it's not. And it's, how do you watch a game? And when you watch a game, there are some guys who will look at the monitor to see the location of a pitch. Some guys are first watching the positioning of the defense, and then they focus elsewhere. What is your mechanism for actually the way you watch a baseball game?
Everything starts 60 feet, 6 inches away, and so I start really watching what a pitcher is trying to do with the ball. Does he have command early? He usually show you that. Does he have a good fastball that night? Pitchers are also show you that. A lot of the same techniques I used as a player to figure out what the pitcher was going to try to do, because that sets the timing and the tempo of the game for not only the players that are playing, but the manager and how he may manage a game. You may see a guy that's got really good stuff, and that might be one game where you decide to do some bunting that you wouldn't bunt on a normal night. You might see another guy that, even though you may be in a close game, you know the.
And we are rejoined now by Keith Moreland. We're having a little phone issue, but God almighty, we're just getting in the middle of it. We were in the middle of an answer. We better set this stage again.
The question I asked was, how do you watch a game? And you were talking about the importance of watching the pitcher first and seeing what tendencies there are and what opportunities there may be from what you learn there.
About the great technology in the world, they can't figure out how they made cell phones, but they can't figure out how to keep them from dropping. That I can't quite figure out when you're standing still in a spot where you've had a perfectly good signal. So anyway, getting back to the point, I hope I do a better job of analyzing that a baseball game than they do being able to keep us on phone calls. But yeah, I think that I think first and foremost, again, it is about pitching. It's about what he does, and so much is dictated around the game without that, and it makes the manager's choices of how he may manage a game. Again, if it's a close game, he may be bunting earlier when he sees a guy's got really good stuff. And if he sees a guy doesn't have great stuff, he can probably figure out there's some runs being scored. So it helps you figure out how the game is going to be played and played out throughout the entire 9 innings.
Now, I don't know this, Keith, but I assume it will stay the same, that you'll be doing the manager's show?
Yes. I've known Mike Quadi a long time. He's a good man, and I'm excited about starting the season here in about 10 days.
I was going to say, you can't really go wrong with him. I mean, I don't know how you can really, to this point, with nothing we've seen indicates that he's capable of giving a bad interview on anything.
You know, the one thing he's great about, he's just so honest. He looks at you and gives you an answer. He doesn't avoid the question and gives you an answer, and he's done a nice job. Q's just, I think he's going to be good, and I think this is going to be an exciting season. You never know. I mean, anytime you start a year when you've got as many people that they've got coming back, quality people on the mound, well, that's a good start because, like I said, it all starts 60 feet, 6 inches away.
How much stuff do you have in front of you or taped up to the walls next to you during a game? Because that varies, and some guys do the job differently, that with scouting reports and spray charts and advanced metrics and all that. Some people like a lot of it. Some of it they never use. It's just part of the prep. And other guys like to keep a sort of a clean desk. How do you do it?
Oh, I am very big on tendencies. If a guy has struggled against the guy may not see the ball out of his hands very well. So that's something you gotta watch and you gotta use. Preparation is about time meeting opportunity. You prepare for different things. You may see different things. You may understand what a pitcher does for your team. You look at Ryan Dempster. When Ryan Dempster's throwing strikes and getting ahead of hitters, he is very successful. So that's something you look at. First pitch, strikes. If he's consistent with that, he usually comes away with a victory.
Yeah, you know the team pretty well. I mean, it's not like we're walking into some – I know they're young kids here, but really, Keith, you know this team pretty well. It's not like, well, I don't know if this guy knows anything about what's going on with the Cubs.
Well, yeah, I've had the opportunity. Jim Henry has been really kind, and Lou to invite me each year to spring training, and I got an opportunity to hang around for 8 or 10 days and see how guys go about their job. And then I've also filled in for Ronnie a few times. So I've got the opportunity. I still got a lot of work to do, and I'm going to make some mistakes. Like I said, only thing I can do is be me, and I can butcher the English language with anybody.
You know what I wanted to ask you before I let you go? We appreciate you jumping on. And we were talking about this before. We were talking about moments in Chicago sports history and so forth. And this, I don't want to bring up any painful, but I, when I'm thinking about the Cubs, and we got the experience in 2003 that was so close and a team that really appeared to be going somewhere. And I always go back to the 84 team and I say, well, you know what? I'm not a Cub dummy. But that to me was the best team in baseball. I don't care if the Tigers were 35. I don't care. It never came to be. But what, you know, when you look back, and say, man, that team, we should have won that thing. That you know, you win the first two games here, you go to San Diego, awful things happen, but that team, Keith, to me, I don't know how, if any, maybe the 2003 team when they really got rolling, of recent vintage, it was better than the 84 Cubs.
Well, you can't compare eras. I mean, those are 20 years apart, but the one thing I can compare is I would have loved to have those three games in Wrigley we were supposed to have because they said, oh, we don't have lights. We've got to play games, the three
yep.
games in San mm-hmm. Diego. Well, we didn't play a night game in the entire series.
Right.
So, to me, I looked at that and said, why don't we get to play three at home? So, if we played three at home, we would have been in the World Series. I'd love to take on the Tigers, I promise you.
Talking with Keith Moreland on WSCR and WSCR HD Chicago.